Unit 1. Track 4.
Take a best-selling book, a great storyline, and a great cast, add an experienced director and a large budget, and what do you get? A box office success, you would think. Think again. There's no guarantee that a book that has enjoyed great success will make a good movie. Some movie adaptations have worked. Others have flopped. So what's the secret? That was the question I put earlier to film critic Mark Molam, who's followed the progress of many book-to-film adaptations in his time and has recently reported on the making of Tolkien's The Hobbit.
Well, the goal is really to make a good movie that remains true to the spirit of the book. There are many examples of adaptations which have failed because they tried to remain too faithful to the plot and the characters of the book. Probably because at the time, the producers worried that they'd alienate loyal readers if they departed too much from the original text. But in fact, that's a mistake. What works well on the page doesn't necessarily work well on the screen. You have to give the screenwriter freedom to create a script that flows, even if that means changing the original. So what we find is a lot of good films, Sense and Sensibility, The Shining, for example, that are completely unlike the original book. And readers are generally okay about this because they think of books and movies as two separate works of art. But there are movies that have managed to stay true to the book and still be good. What they've done, a little like in cooking, I suppose, is to put in all the book's good ingredients and then boil them down to a concentrated mixture that's packed with the flavor of the original work. Probably the best example of this is the Lord of the Rings trilogy by Peter Jackson. The central theme of the book, which is a struggle between the forces of good and evil, perhaps wasn't so difficult to portray, but J.R.R. Tolkien created a very original other world, and reproducing that was a much more difficult task because each reader has his or her own very distinct idea of what this world was like. I think Jackson did a fantastic job using the spectacular scenery of New Zealand for the film's location. The other thing about The Lord of the Rings is that it's a very substantial work, three books, each containing over 20 long chapters, so Jackson had to leave some elements of the story out. To compensate for this, he took the most important scenes and then put all the emotional force behind them. The result is that it has become one of the most successful movies of all time, a blockbuster that has grossed almost $3 billion.